It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I was thinking about the McFeelys going on their trip. They're going on the bus. Yeah. So I got some tickets to show you. Tickets for different rides of things. Here, this first one, you can probably tell what it is. Bus. See the bus? Neighborhood bus, that says. This is the envelope. And inside is the bus ticket. It's a ticket for a bus ride. Okay. What kind of a ticket do you think this is? What would you ride in if you went in something like that? Inside this is an airplane ticket. That's what an airplane ticket looks like. All right. Now look at this one. What would you ride on with this ticket? Train. Inside's a train ticket. And this last one is for a streetcar ride. This says, admit one. This says streetcar ride, type E. Now, I have three toys here. This is a bus, toy bus. Whew. Toy plane. Toy train. What don't I have? What toy don't I have that goes with these tickets? I don't have a streetcar toy. But there is one in this television house of mine somewhere. There's a little streetcar. A trolley is the same thing as a streetcar. You know where we keep the models, don't you? Right out here. There's a trolley up near the castle. So now we have all four. Oh, look. Those are the days. Remember we talked about these yesterday? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 7 days, 7 days. The week has 7 days. Let's put these out now with their tickets. Here's the bus. And I want you to choose which ticket goes with the bus. This one? Okay. Put that there. Now the airplane. Which ticket goes with the airplane? This one? Okay. Now the train. Whoops. Which ticket goes with the train? This one, hmm? What's left? The streetcar, the trolley. Okay. There they are. Now, you know, buying the ticket to go on a trip is only one thing. that you do. There are a lot of things that you do to get ready. Packing suitcases, thinking of the places that you have to go and the things that you have to do. Mothers and dads and people who are taking you on trips are usually very busy at times when the trip is ready to be taken. Yeah. They don't want to answer questions. They don't want to do a lot of things often that you ask them to do. Those are times that they're really very busy. I'd like to call the McFeelys because I'd like to go over and say goodbye to them. You know, tomorrow is the day that they're going. Why don't we give them a call on the phone and see if this might be a good time to come? They might be too busy for us to come, but we'll see. Hello, Mr. McFeely. It's Fred Rogers. Oh, we were wondering if we might be able to come over to say goodbye to you. Oh, I know, it's tomorrow that you're going. But aren't you leaving early in the morning? Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, you are? Well, if we could, we'd just like to right now. All right then, fine, thank you. Mr. McFeely says, oh, they're packing their bags. They'd be glad to say hello and goodbye to us. They have clothes out all over the living room. So let's go over and see them. We won't stay long. To the McFeely's house. McFeely.
Packing sure takes a lot of work, a lot of work.
Yes. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. It's good to see you. One more dress to go, one more dress to iron.
I don't want to interrupt you, but we did want to come and say goodbye personally.
Well, I'll just continue packing here.
Is there anything I could do for you?
Well, yes, you could put the socks inside of the shoes.
Socks inside the shoes?
Mm-hmm. It keeps the shoes in shape and also saves some packing space.
I see. You stuff them in like that?
That's right, just right in.
What do you put, about three in?
Three each? Should do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want it over here?
Well, no, maybe you better put it in a bag first.
Oh. The socks in the shoes and the shoe in the bag.
Uh-huh. And the bag in the suitcase. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Keeps things cleaner, I guess.
Yes, sometimes some dirt can be on the bottom of the shoes and may get on the suitcase or some of the clothes.
Oh.
You know, I like to travel, Mr. Rogers.
You're a mighty good packer.
And I certainly like to travel to see our grandchildren.
I guess
so. One of my favorite trips.
Have another bag.
Oh, yes, I do. Here's one. There you go.
Thank you. How long are you going to be gone?
We'll be gone for 5 days, and we'll be back Sunday. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, sometimes when I go, I forget my toothbrush. Let me check here. There's my lotion, my shaver, some soap, and there's my toothbrush.
Good.
Right there, so. Or that. Oh, yes. See the clock on the phonograph?
Mm-hmm.
Could you get that, please?
Sure.
Oh, well, thank you. This is our travel clock, and it just folds up like that.
Into its own little suitcase.
Its own little suitcase, and this little suitcase goes inside of this suitcase, then that suitcase goes in the big suitcase.
There are lots of things inside each other.
Are you coming,
David? All right there, dear. Let's continue packing.
Here's my last dress, all nice and ironed, Mr. Rogers.
Could I help you with it?
Well, yes, please. You could help me just, you could get that side. We can fold it up a little bit. I like to look nice to my grandchildren. How's that? I've got everything all packed up. I got hair. My hairbrush is in here. Get this collar straightened out. Okay.
What are these?
When I was a little girl, I thought those were extra belts or something in the bottom of my mother's suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
But they're ties, see? You tie two bows, and it keeps everything in place, especially when you're carrying the suitcases. Some of the things sometimes fall or rattle around in there.
The
Mr. McFeely's a very good packer.
Isn't he good at that?
Yeah.
I love to watch him. He has lots of systems. That system with the shoes, I think, is a great one with those socks in there.
Certainly, yeah.
There, everything here. Yes, I think so. Sometimes when my suitcase is really full, I have to sit on it and bounce a little.
I think that'll close there. Yeah.
It's not so full this time.
When I was a little boy, I just didn't like people to go away, even for a short time.
It's hard to believe that people are going to come back.
But when you come back, you'll have so many things to tell us and share us.
Oh, I think so.
Will.
We're really looking forward to this trip.
Is there anything that I could do for you while you're away? I mean, I was thinking about animals or plants.
Oh,
or,
you think, David?
Oh, Betsy, what about the two plants upstairs?
Oh, I have two of my favorite plants that are upstairs.
I'd be glad to take care of them.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd really appreciate it. I'd have even a better time knowing that they were having good care taken of them. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay. See, my pajamas all packed
up
here. You
have striped pajamas?
Go right in here, and I think we can close this side up.
All right. That's the way it's done.
Snaps, and I have a little bit more room on this side, and I have a suit cut. One of my favorite ties. That can go in. Then my suit coat goes in.
Well, you seem to be in pretty good shape.
I think we are.
Here they are.
What about these sweatshirts? Look at that. They are beauties.
Well, these are two of my favorites. That's a spider plant.
Spider?
Can you tell why?
Well, I guess these little things over here look like spiders.
Sort of upside down with their feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And this is an asparagus fern.
Asparagus fern?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how often do they need water?
Every 3 days, and I've already watered them today.
Well, that means Friday.
Friday is right.
I'll water them Friday.
They don't take too much, but they're so much my favorites.
Well, I'll take care of your plants, and you all take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
We'll be mighty glad to see you come back.
Got more work to do.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
See you to the door.
My best to your daughter and her husband and your grandchildren.
I certainly will, and a speedy delivery to you.
We'll take care of things, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Asparagus fern. Did you ever eat asparagus? Looks different from this, doesn't it? And a spider plant. And no spiders in here. Yeah, just because these little things look like them. Okay, well, we'll put these here where they'll get some light and water them on Friday. Let's have some make-believe. Remember yesterday we pretended that Queen Sarah got a microscope from Dr. Bill? Here's a windmill. Why don't we pretend about something at someplace else, okay? Lady Aberlin could be looking for leaves, and she could come to someplace else where Don Quixote and Harriet Cow are working, right? Leaves for Queen Sarah to look at under her microscope. Someplace else.
See, there's 8 potatoes per sack. Oh, darn. And then we need, we have now 74 bags. See, and then we'll need 75. And so that would mean probably about.
Eeyaw, Harriet?
Mm-hmm.
This is 74 here.
74?
Yeah, with 8 potatoes in each one, that makes 592 potatoes.
Right.
Okay, I want one more sack.
One
with
more.
8 potatoes in it, it makes 600.
600 it is. Okay, donkey. Okay, let's check those figures there. 875. Yep. Mm-hmm. 600. That's right. He needs 8 more potatoes. That'll do it.
Hi, Harry Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Lady Aberlin.
What's she doing?
Oh, we're loading up for market.
Where's Don Quixote?
Well, he's out getting ready to take these things in. He'll be here in a minute.
Can I help?
Well, I'll tell you, it would be a big help if you'd load up the last of them there. There are just 8 of them in there to go.
Sure,
you?
I'll be glad to.
Oh, wonderful. Then I'll just go over these figures just one more time here while you do that. Yes,
one, two, three. This works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Four, five. We are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Six, seven, eight. This is great. Do you go to market with Don Quixote?
Well, I went yesterday, but I've had lots to do today right here. Now, just put those right down there, Lady Evelyn, and then he'll be ready.
The next one, Harriet. Oh, hello, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Donkey.
Oh, boy, you want to go to market with me?
Oh, I'd really like to, but I'm helping Aunt Sarah today.
Well, I'll tell you, this works hard. I need my 75th bag now.
Here it is.
There it is.
Okay, eight potatoes in here. That makes 600 potatoes.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye and good luck, Donkey Hoodie.
What did you say?
Goodbye and good luck.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye to you.
Mm-hmm. He's a hard worker.
Sure, I'd like to hear that. Once more, please.
Goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye and good luck.
Good luck to you.
Oh, he's a character, isn't he?
Yes.
By the way, what are you doing for Queen Sarah, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, I'm collecting leaves and things that certain people have given me for her to look at under a microscope.
Oh, under her microscope. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You know, I might have a fine leaf to send with you.
You might?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, you just stay right there, and I'll be right back.
Oh, me.
Oh, she might be just like this.
Oh, Harriet, may I help you?
Oh, Harriet, it's right. It's really heavy.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Ah, it's the only one I've ever seen like it, and I don't even know its name. But it's my very, very favorite.
Look at the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're so graceful. Sort of like feathers.
They're soft, aren't they?
Yes, and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that you could spare one of these leaves to send to Aunt Sarah?
Oh, sure. Sure. Here, take any of the ones that are loose up there. They'll grow back, you see.
Oh. Oh, yes, that one.
Mm-hmm. And take it to Queen Sarah, and she'll be able to tell you more about it.
Oh, thanks so much, Harriet Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
It's a really special leaf. I'll go right over now and show Aunt Sarah.
Oh, good. Well, you have a good day, hon.
You too.
I hope the queen likes it. Oh, my very favorite plant.
Troglodytes I eat. Meet my wren, meet my pet, meet my greet it a troglodyte zaide. Meet my pet troglodyte zaide. Come here, troglodyte, come down and see my Prince Tuesday.
Daddy,
troglodyte.
No, dear, not exactly like your daddy's. It's troglodytes. Daddy Eden, daddy. Oh, look.
Oh, yes, look who's coming.
Hello, Uncle Friday. Cousin Aunt Tuesday, Evelyn. Aunt Sarah.
Auntie Evelyn, presume?
Oh,
Auntie Evelyn, I presume.
Correct as usual, royal king and royal cousin.
What is it you have there, niece Evelyn?
Oh, I have some wonderful leaves for you to look at under your microscope.
Troglodytes would like to inspect those so-called leaves.
Certainly.
Tell us what they are, dear.
This is a leaf from an ivy plant.
Oh, yes.
And this is an oak leaf. And this, I believe, is a milkweed leaf.
A leaf from a weed. Silly plants. Come along, troglodytes. See you later, Tuesday. Come along, silly plants.
And this one is an avocado leaf. And then there's this one.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a lovely leaf. What is it?
Well, it's for you from Harriet Elizabeth Cow, and we don't know exactly what it is.
Oh. Well, I have my plant book just inside here. Just a moment, please.
Oh, great. I'm back, Tuesday. Look, Cousin Tuesday.
Hmm. But pretty?
Pretty. Yes, isn't it?
Oh, here's the book.
Thank you.
You know, I think it may be a chlorophyta miletum. Look on page 97, dear.
Page 97, 96, 97. Oh, you're right, Aunt Sarah. Chlorophytum elatum, an exceptionally beautiful plant and most rare in this neighborhood, commonly called the spider plant.
Well, how wonderful of Harriet to send us a leaf from that plant. Missy, Missy, Missy. Oh, here it is, dear. No, no, don't touch it. No, be careful. I don't want you to rip it there. I think it's time for Tuesday's nap. Thank you for the leaves, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, you're welcome.
Come on, dear. Come along for your nap.
Good night, Prince Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
What is that you're so interested in there? Troglodytes is interested in it, too.
Oh, Uncle Friday, this is a leaf from an exceptionally rare and beautiful plant given to Aunt Sarah by Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Harriet Elizabeth Cow? Why does she have a rare and exceptionally beautiful plant?
Well, I don't know, Uncle Friday. I think she just found it and learned how to take care of it.
I am the king of this neighborhood. All rare and precious plants should be brought to my attention. Don't you think so, Troglodytes? Well,
certainly, Uncle Friday. This is a leaf from the plant, then. And the entire plant is, well, it can be about this wide, and sometimes it's hung from baskets and is this tall.
I want to see all of the plant for myself. Besides, Troglodytes Aiden might like it greatly.
Oh, but Uncle Friday, it's Harriet's plant. And furthermore, that isn't even a real bird.
Don't be insolent, Niece Evelyn. Please inform Lady Cow that I will receive a chlorophytum elatum here. A rare and precious, beautiful bush belongs at a royal castle, not at a donkey farm.
Uncle Friday, what do you mean by, belongs at a royal castle?
I mean that perhaps my royal gardeners and I should be taking care of this plant if it is so rare.
Uncle Friday, you're not going to take it away from her.
I am the king, Niece Evelyn. I think I should have what I want.
Uncle Friday, this is so unfair that I'm speechless. You'll have to excuse me.
You're excused. Now, let's look around here, Troglodytes, and see where we might place a precious plant in this garden. Just look around.
Did King Friday seem jealous to you? Harriet Elizabeth Cow has something the king doesn't have. Seems some people feel as if they want to have everything. And they want to be first in everything. Well, it doesn't matter what you have or how many. It's you as a person that I like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you It's you I like. You as a person. And I like you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Take these days off. It is time for me to clean up and get ready to go. Wonder if the McFeelys have all those things packed by now. Getting ready for their bus ride tomorrow. I'll just use this as my little suitcase. Oh, I must put this back here. On an airplane. Right in there. Oh, we'll have more time to be together tomorrow. Sure. Gives me a good feeling to know that we can have our visits every day. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like the way Mr. McFeely put socks in the shoes, shoes in the bags, bags in the suitcase. We'll miss the McFeelys. We'll be glad that they're having a good trip. You always make each day a special one for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. Yeah, I like you just the way you are. You as a person. It's you I like. See you tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.